Good morning, brothers and sisters. On my way here, I got lost. So I was a little bit late for arrival. You know, it doesn't always work by impression. Since I was here once, I thought I won't have any problem finding your church. But I forgot Gary, and I mistake it for Gail.
现在就超过了,
so I went past this church by a long way.
从这个freeway再出来的时候,
so when I exit from the freeway,
我应该就是说我上一次来是右转,
and so I thought I'll make a left turn.
结果就左转就走到那个Orange Grove.
And before I knew, I was on Orange Grove.
我这里来来回回,我找不到那个
so I thought around back and forth and I cannot find the building that I was last time. So I called Timothy who is on his way to Culver City. I said I'm lost and I have no idea where I am. And he gave me the direction and sure enough I found it. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the truth and I am life. And nobody can go to the Father except by me. Jesus came from heaven to earth. And he alone who descended from heaven can show us the way back to heaven. We must follow him. You'll never be wrong by following him. Sometimes we can't always comprehend with our mind. But if you set out to follow him no matter what, he will be responsible for everything that happened to us. And he will take us all the way home to the Father. Praises be to the Lord.
主借着各种各样的环境,
through all kinds of circumstances,
他要把我们带回到他的道路上面,
he has a purpose, and that is to lead us back onto right track with him.
也让我们明白更多属灵的事情,
so we can learn of more spiritual things.
从前我听过一个报道,
I heard about a report once.
说到有一个, 有一个人非常长寿, 他活到124岁。
And there was a man of longevity, he lived up to 124 years old.
在他124岁的生日,
and on his 124th birthday,
这个记者就问他一个问题,
a journalist was interviewing him,
他说你活到这么长, 124岁,
and asked, well, you live to be 124,
他说你的感受如何?
Well, share with us some of your thoughts.
这个他就讲,
and he replied,
他说我的感受就像我100岁的时候啊,
he said, I feel no different than when I was 100.
那个记者就加上一句,
so the reporter said,
他说我们没有一个人活到一百岁,
well, none of us lived up to 100, so we don't know how it feels like.
所以我们也不知道100岁的感受是如何,
we can't really imagine how that would feel like.
我们今天要讲一个活到120岁的人,
today I want to share with you about somebody who lived to be 120 years old,
就是摩西,
by the name of Moses.
有时候我就想说如果是我第一个去见摩西,
I oftentimes thought that if I make it to heaven, the first one I want to go check out was Moses.
我说摩西啊,
and I would say, Moses,
你在地上做基督徒的时候,
while you were a Christian on earth,
哇, 你经历这么多的痛苦,
you've been through so much pain,
这么大的困难,
so many difficulties. What is your secret?
哎, 我想保,
and the Moses probably would tell me,
诗篇,
read Psalm 91.
第一节,
first verse.
我们一同来念,
let's read it together. Psalm 91.
好, 我们一起来念,
let's read it in unison.
He
who dwells in the sacred place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Verse 2,
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust.
有一对80几岁的老人家,
and there was this a couple in their 80s.
还有, 他们已经结婚65年了,
who have been married for 65 years.
哇，我说就想一想，六十五年真的是很长的日子。
And I thought, wow, 65 years, that's a long time.
甚至于他的两个孩子都已经过世了。
And even two of their children passed away already.
他们还活得好好的。
And they were still well and alive.
哎，我们常常看到他们就是这个，因为这个先生已经不能开车了。
And because the husband was no longer capable of driving,
这个丈夫比太太大一点。
He was a little bit older than his wife.
所以这个那个叫什么？这个开车那个，他说不准开啊。
So DMV restricted him from driving.
所以有时候就看到那个老太太就慢吞吞的就去开到什么 RB 他们很喜欢去的地方。
And so I always saw his wife drive very slowly to wherever they would want it to go.
就看见他们怎么那么恩爱啊。
And I oftentimes wondered, how can they love each other so much?
所以常常就说 can I ask you a personal question?
So 我就问他说我可不可以问你一个私人的问题。
我说你们这么长的年日你们怎么能够保持这么甜蜜的关系?
Can you tell me how you keep yourself so much in love throughout all these years?
他给我两个回答。
And so they gave me two answers.
一个 commitment.
And 第一个就是信托。
另外一个 keep the covenant.
第二就是守约。
我说就是这么简单啊。
Is it that simple?
我说你们结婚的时候是怎么情形啊？
Tell me about how you two got married.
是不是很多人在那围观，在那祝福啊
？Did you have a big wedding with a lot of blessings?
哦，他说我们那个时候什么都没有，就是年纪轻轻，二十出头。
He said no, we were in our early twenties and we really didn't have a big wedding at all.
但是我们在主面前那个誓约。
But we had a vow before God.
哦，他说从那个时候我已经决定说我就是认定他了。
And from that moment on, I made up my mind. This is going to be the man.
不管今天这个世代。这个离婚率这么高，他们都根本都已经就连离婚这个词，他们都不放在他们的心目中。
Regardless of how high the divorce rate is in this generation, divorce is never an option to us.
既然已经在主面前立定了这个婚约
，Because we made a vow before God.
他好也是我的。
If he's a good man, well, that's my share.
他不好也是我的。
If he's a bad guy, still that's my lot.
他说这就是我们的秘诀。
This is our secret.
每一个成功的人都有他们的秘诀。
There is a secret behind every success.
我们想想这一个摩西。
If you think about Moses,
你在他的一生的里面。
Throughout his life journey.
我相信我们如果读摩西五经的时候。
When you read the Pentateuch.
我们知道摩西他的一生可以分三个阶段。
You can see that Moses' whole lifetime was divided into three different stages.
前四十年他住在皇宫里面。
The first 40 years he had a well in the palace.
他可以说是享受了人间最最大的享受。
He truly had enjoyed all the exuberance this world could ever afford.
这个中四十年他活在旷野的当中。
And the middle 40 years he stayed in the wilderness.
本来是一个现在是总统的 candidate。
Well, he used to be, you know, a president candidate.
到现在是一个皇宫这个皇帝了，君王的一个 candidate。
He was the heir for the throne.
最后反而被丢在这个旷野的里面。
And suddenly he was thrown into the wilderness.
他不是坐在宝座上。
No longer on a throne.
他是却做羊群的。
But rather, he was a shepherd to a whole flock of sheep.
哦，他天天在那里照顾那些羊群。
Daily, he took good care of the sheep.
如果你想一想，如果像你这样，如果是我们站在他的立场上去想
，Well, put yourself in his place.
他本来是一个这么有盼望的一个人。
For someone who used to have such a prosperous future.
这现在。好像是毫无盼望毫无未来的一个光景。
And suddenly he was put into a seemingly hopeless situation.
天天照顾那几只羊。
Daily to take care of nothing but a whole flock of sheep.
天天跟熊跟这个狮子老虎打架。
And fighting away the bears and the lions that were trying to devour his flock.
所以当神在呼召他的时候啊。
So when God called him.
他说 I have, 我一点用处都没有。
He said, I'm useless.
我只会 只会打老虎。
I can't do anything except maybe fight off some animals.
啊，你要我去面对这个法王，是不可能。
You want me to go and confront Pharaoh? Mission impossible.
哇，他所有的恩赐全部都被埋没了。
Because all his gifts seems to be in remission at that point of time.
我相信他这个前四十年他非常会讲话的。
Well, maybe during the first 40 years, he was really eloquent.
但是经过四十年，没有人可以讲话的时候。
But during the middle 40 years, he had no one to talk to.
他嘴巴已经不知道怎么讲了。
He felt that he was so dumb.
可能那个舌头都已经打结了。
As if you're tongue-tied all the time.
所以神说你出来。
So when God sent him out,
他说我不要。
He said no, no.
他说我不会说话。
No, I don't know how to speak.
我本来就是拙口笨舌的。
I'm not eloquent at all.
哇，神都生气了。
So God was kind of mad at him.
在后四十年。
And the last 40 years of his life,
经过跟法老的征战。
He had to fight numerous warfares against Pharaoh.
哇，我发现这个法老最难 deal.
And he realized that Pharaoh is really hard to reckon with.
出尔反尔。
Because he flip-flops all the time.
一会儿说你们可以去。
At one moment he would say, okay, I'll let you go.
而且一会儿说又不行啊。
And the next moment he says, no way.
哦，你们的孩子留在这里，你们的妻子要留在这里。
You need to leave your wives and your children behind.
哦，这个羊群也不能带走。
You can't take your livestock with you either.
所以要跟这个法老征战真不容易。
It was not easy to fight against Pharaoh.
所以摩西所面对的征战实在是真是不容易。
He has been confronted with so many warfares and difficult ones.
感谢赞美主。
But praises be to the Lord.
靠着神的恩典。
By God's grace.
经过十次的征战。
After 10 major warfares.
像国父一样经过十次的革命成功了。
Just like the founder of our country, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, he finally succeeded the revolution after 10 failures.
带着百万的以色列人出埃及。
And how grandiose was it when he led the Israelite soldiers out of Egypt?
哦，可能那个时候这个摩西说已经成功了。
And maybe Moses was thinking, well, I succeeded.
这个征战已经得胜了。
I have fought the battle and won.
我们可以这个直趋迦南地啊。
Now we will shoot straight through the land of Canaan.
但是没想到。
But unbeknownst to him.
四十年在旷野的里面。
He spent another 40 years wandering around in that wilderness.
摩西的生命真的是被这些百姓所磨练了。
At that time, God is really trying his character with all the things that God's people put him through.
哇，神描述这一般百姓是怎么样的百姓？
And the Bible describes these people as
是悖逆的，
rebellious,
是硬着颈项，
hard-necked,
是常常埋怨的，
constantly murmuring,
甚至毁谤摩西啊，
even slandering him.
哇，什么样的这个手段都对付摩西啊？
It seems like they tried every way they can to give him a hard time.
哇，有时候我想想，真的是摩西的处境真是太艰难了。
Sometimes upon pondering upon it, I thought he really had it hard.
他们毁谤摩西说，
And as they have scandaled him and say,
他说：“难道神只对你说话，不对我们说话吗？”
What does God speak to you alone and not to us?
你为什么把我们带到这个旷野？
Why did you lead us to this wilderness?
我们在这个埃及还有坟墓可以入的。
And we don't even have graves to go to.
哦，你把我们带到这个旷野，什么都没有。
In this wilderness, we had nothing.
四十年的时间呢？
During that four decades.
不像我们今天那么方便了。
It's not like how we had it easy today.
我们很多 instant food.
We have so many instant foods.
哇，很多 market.
Lots of grocery markets.
特别是加州啊。
Especially in California.
各种各样水果都有。
We have such an abundance of fruit.
哇，世界各样的这个好东西都到加州。
And all the exotic, you know, delicacies are in this state.
哇，中国餐馆很多，对不对？
As you are all aware, there are plenty of Chinese restaurants.
你要吃川菜，你要吃湖南菜、湘菜，什么菜都有。
Of a variety of cuisines.
但是在旷野有没有啊？
But in the wilderness, do they have that?
虽然神行了神迹给他们玛纳。
Yes, indeed, God had given manna through a miracle.
他们还嫌这个玛纳太没味道了。
But they thought the manna was rather tasteless.
哇，神给他们鹌鹑这些鸟啊。
So God gave him quail for meat.
哇，他们贪心到一个地步，真恨不得把所有的鸟都吃掉。
And they were rather greedy. They wanted to eat all the quails that's hungry.
所以这一般百姓真是不容易啊。
It is, you know, to deal with this kind of people is not easy.
我真的要问 摩西说你怎么办的？
And so I really want to ask Moses, just how did you do it?
他说去读诗篇九十一篇嘛。
And I'm sure he'll say Psalm 91.
到底九十一篇第一节是说什么？
What does 91 tell us?
这就是摩西的一个秘诀。
That is his very secret.
他说住在至高者隐秘处的。
He said he who dwells in the secret of the secret place of the Most High.
必住在全能者的印下。
Will abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
什么叫做隐秘处？
What does it mean by secret place?
隐秘处是最隐秘的地方。
The secret place is one that deep and hidden.
什么是我们最隐秘的地方？
Where is it a hidden and deep place for us to go to? It is your usually it will be the inner room of your house.
这个夫妻的这个寝室，这个孩子都不能进去的。
For instance, that master bedroom where you don't even want your kids to come.
我们把很多宝贵的东西都放在内室的。
Most of us hide our most treasures, in the inner chamber.
在内室所发生的事情都不能让外面知道的。
And we don't want what goes on in our inner chamber to go out to let everybody else know.
内室做到神的同在的地方。
The inner chamber speaks of a place where
说到我们和主相交的地方。
It's most deep within where you meet the Lord.
在内室的里面，我们可以和主有更深的交通。
It's in that inner chamber you have your deepest fellowship with the Lord.
这是摩西的一个秘诀。
That is his very secret.
他要面对这么多的问题。
In order to deal with those numerous problems.
如果我们读这个出埃及记跟民数记的时候。
When you read Exodus and the book of Numbers.
每当神的百姓在那里埋怨，在那里背叛的时候。
And you will see every time when God's people murmur against him.
摩西就退到内室里面，在朝见主。
Moses would retreat into his inner chamber and meet with God.
来祷告。
And pray.
这就是摩西的秘诀。
That is his secret.
在这里说到至高者。
The Most High.
什么叫做至高者？
What does it mean by the Most High?
意思就是说没有比他再高的。
That means there's none higher.
他是至高无上的。
He is at the Most High place.
他是一切的源头。
He is the source and origin of all things.
一切能力的源头。
He is the origin of all powers.
他是万有的主宰。
He is the sovereignty that controls the whole universe.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你想到最高的是谁啊？
Who do you think is at the Most High?
可能我们今天说美国最高就是布希总统。
Well, in this country, you might think George Bush is the Most High.
哦，今天人很喜欢做长啊。
Most of us want to be a leader of some sort.
做什么校长？做什么理事长、董事长？什么长的？
Be a principal, a director of the board, or some kind of president.
哦，特别是选举的时间呢、啊，选举。
Especially during the election time.
这个在台湾常常会收到一个名片、啊。
In Taiwan, oftentimes we see this business card.
它上面写赐教处。
It says, "Well, contacting place."
那下面呢？他说什么？什么学校的董事长，什么什么公司的什么长，什么长一大堆。
And with a whole bunch of titles that this person would own.
人真的喜欢做很多的长。
You know, all of us like to have some kind of grand title.
但是地上那个长再高。
But no matter how high a position you hold on this earth.
没有一个人高过我们的至高者，对不对？
There is none higher than the Most High.
哇，我们的至高者就是我们的神啊。
The Most High is our God.
当我们真的是住在他的里面的时候，
If you really dwell in the secret place of this Most High,
何等有福啊！
How blessed a place that is!
摩西就是抓到了这个秘诀，
And Moses has found that secret.
他从来不灰心。
And he never lose heart.
因为他知道在至高者的隐秘下他有盼望。
Because he finds hope in the secret place of the Most High.
所以在隐秘处。
In that secret place.
他和神的关系是何等的密切。
He has such a close fellowship with God.
哦，出埃及记那里说到描述他和神之间的关系。
Throughout Exodus, it tells us what kind of relationship he had with God.
哦，他说他是和神面对面，如同这个人和朋友说话。
It says that Moses faces God daily as friends conversing with each other.
哦，在这我真的是感谢我们的主啊。
Praise the Lord.
虽然是一个至高者。
Even though he's the Most High.
但是他甘心做我们的朋友。
But he's willing to be our friend.
他愿意倾听我们的倾诉。
He loves to hear from whatever we say from our heart.
什么叫做知心呢？
You know what it means by the best friend?
什么叫做知己？什么叫做好朋友？
The someone who really knows you well and knows of your heart.
好朋友就是不分地位不分身份的。
Best friend means you are close regardless of your different positions and your statuses.
也不分年龄。
Regardless of your age difference.
哎，我们常常讲忘年之交。
There is a term in Chinese saying we're friends beyond years.
我不知道你有没有忘年交。
Do you have a friend who's of a different age group than you are?
你碰见一个忘年交，真的是你最大的福气。
If you run into somebody who is a good friend to you, regardless of your age discrepancy, it is truly a blessing.
就是说，你可以把你最美的事跟最丑的事都告诉他。
It means someone you're so close to, regardless of the circumstances, you can share everything that's in your heart to him.
你得胜的，你失败的，可以告诉他。
Your victories and your failures.
或者是。你这个得意和失意的事，你都可以告诉他。
And your best moments and your worst.
哎，我们现在我们讲话真的是很不容易啊。
It is really not easy today to talk to somebody.
我们真的找不到一个知心可以谈话。
Because it's so hard to find someone you can pour your heart out to.
哎，我们总是说他怎么会他会怎么想啊
？We always wonder how would he feel when he hears that.
每一次我们要讲一句话，我们都要三思啊。
And you rehearse it over in your head over and over again before you make an utterance to somebody.
我们常常说三思而后行啊。
There is Chinese proverb says, "Well, think three times before you do something."
可能三思都不够的。
But nowadays, I don't think three times is enough.
这个五思而后言啊。
Sometimes you need to think five times before you open your mouth.
有时候真的是，我以为我的意思是这样，这个被人家误会了。
Sometimes you meant well, and you're oftentimes misunderstood by the other.
偏偏把我想成那个意思。
I don't know why he always misunderstood me.
还有，你不要说外面的人是这样。
Not only people in the world are like this.
有时候在教会里面也没有办法做真说真话。
Even within church, sometimes it's hard to share the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，知心难找啊。
It is hard to find someone who really knows your heart.
但是我们的神是我们的知心。
But our God is somebody who knows our heart.
哦，他愿意听我们的话。
He's more than willing to incline and hear.
隐秘处只有为着你和他。
He has provided a secret place for you and me.
真的，当你来到主的面前的时候。
When you come before him.
你的感受不是说，哎呦，这么多孩子，这么多神儿女，要分主耶稣的时间呢。
It is not like we're all fighting for his time.
后面一次我们来到主的面前，就好像只有我和他。
But when you go meet him, as if the whole world there is just you and God.
哇，今天人有一个特点。
There's one special characteristic of all human beings.
跟弟兄讲的忙碌啊。
And that is busyness.
哇，有时候连跟父母亲都还要预约。
Sometimes you need to make an appointment to see your parents.
因为父母亲太忙了。
Because they're so busy.
哎，我以前读书的时候。
When I was still in school.
哎，我最不喜欢的就是。我去找我老师讲话。
I hated to go and talk to my teachers.
他每次看时间。
Because he's always checking his watch.
我只有五分钟给你。
Okay, 5 minutes.
哎，你一讲五分钟，我连一分钟都讲不出来了。
And when he said that, I just like, I'm dumbfounded. I can't find the words to say.
常常找不到时间。
Because everybody seems to always run out of time.
哎，如果今天你要去看望弟兄姊妹。
Today, if you want to go visit a brother or sister.
你不预约。
If you don't make an appointment first.
人家真的把你当作你是个乡下佬，根本不懂规矩。
They thought you were so rude.
哎，我这还是很想念从前没有电话的那个时代。
I really miss the good old days when there was no telephone.
什么都没有。
There was nothing.
这个吃过饭之后就串门子。
After you had your dinner, you just go visit your friends, knock on their door.
做不速之客，人家也不会拒绝的。
And nobody would think that you were being very invasive.
什么话都可以谈
啊。You can share your hearts with your friends.
我们常常说聊天呢。
And we just go visit and chat.
事实上，真的聊天就真的很舒服啊。
And it is so nice to shoot the breeze.
但是我们今天都是聊地啊。
But today we just talk about all the earthly things.
聊天我们是聊天上的事。
You know, if we hardly ever talk about the heavenly things.
越喜乐。
If you talk about the heavenly things, the more you share, the more joyous you become. But if you talk about the earthly things,
越聊越痛苦。
It's like the more you talk, the harder.
我们所碰见的都是，这个人怎么说，那个人怎么讲。
And all we talk about is gossip. Who said what?
我们心里真的是有时候很痛苦。
And before you know, you're all bogged down.
但是主为我们所预备的。
But the place what God has prepared for us.
主从来没有说 I am very busy, don't call me.
He never would tell us, oh, I'm busy, don't call me.
24 hours is available.
He's available 24/7.
哇，真是太棒了。
Isn't that marvelous?
不管你在什么地方，无论你什么时候、啊、
，Wherever you are and whenever you have a need，
连这个电话根本不用拨的。
Don't even need to dial the numbers。
应该说，哦，耶稣。
Just call his name, Jesus。
马上就连起来了。
Instantly you're hooked up。
你有没有这个常常拨错电话的机会、
？Have you ever experienced misdialing？
我明明是要打电话给他，怎么是你讲话
？I meant to call Paul. How come it's Lan Jing answering the phone？
我说对不起，我打错电话。
Oh, I'm sorry, I misdialed.
我们常常会这样子。
Doesn't that happen to us a lot？
但是这位主永远不会拨错电话的。
But you will never dial the wrong number with God.
因为是直线的。
Because you have a hotline.
因为我们和主耶稣每一个人都有一个直线
的。He has a private line between each one of us and him.
我们就要呼喊耶稣的名。
All you have to do is call out his name.
他就跟我们相交了。
Immediately, he can have fellowship with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
虽然我们的神是至高者。
Even though he is the most high.
但是他愿意降卑道成肉身住在我们的中间。
But he's willing to humble himself and come and dwell within us.
成为我们中间的一个人啊。
He dwelt among us just like one of us.
好像我们可以跟他相交啊。
So we can have fellowship with him.
哦，我们有时候把神想得太高了。
Sometimes we think of him as someone most high, somewhere far away.
主耶稣，你实在是宇宙万有的主。
Oh yes, you are the Lord of the universe.
我永远高攀不上。
But I'm just too unworthy of you.
我真的不知道怎么上到天上来。
Therefore, I can't reach you.
不要忘记。
Don't you forget that.
耶稣今天住在我们的中间。
He lives right here among us.
住在我们每个人的心。
He lives within each of our hearts.
真的是很盼望听我们啰嗦啊。
And how he desires that we will go and just bug him.
今天我们最怕听人啰嗦。
Today we hate it when people come and nag to us.
有一次我听见说。
Once I heard.
他说：“姊妹，不要跟你先生啰嗦。”
Well, sisters, don't you nag to your husband.
你越啰嗦，你越把他推出去了。
Because the more you nag, the further away you are pushing him out.
你要去到主面前去 nagging。
If you want to nag, go nag before God.
他说：“你越。”在主面前啰嗦越靠近主、啊、
The more you nag to God, the closer you will be to Him.
真的，有时候啊，主耶稣容许一些患难临到我们身上。
Indeed, we must understand sometimes God allows circumstances to happen to us because you are too far from Him.
可能我们耶稣基督的那个电话我们都忘记了。
Maybe you forgot what His number was.
哦，有时候我们好像一个朋友常常打电话，你马上就知道他的电话号。
You know, someone whom you are close to, you know his numbers by heart.
哦，有时候很久没有来往的时候。
But someone you hardly talk to.
你不要说他的电话号码你忘记。
Not only you can't recall his numbers.
这个是谁啊？很面熟啊。
And you say, what his name is? Looks familiar.
他好像姓沈哦。
I guess it was Shen something.
我连名字都忘记了。
You can't even remember this is Paul Shen.
所以有时候就只有就把我们碰再带到死角里面了。
That's why God have to raise up some circumstances.
而且我们真的是无所适从啊。
So that we take some time out.
我们把主耶稣忘记了。
Because we have forgotten him.
主耶稣真盼望我们常常和他交通啊。
He longs for us to come and fellowship with him.
什么叫做住God住在至高者隐秘处？
What does it mean by to dwell in the secret place of the Most High?
就是和主有一个最亲密的关系。
And that means to have a very close relationship with him.
我们和主能够建立最亲密的关系。
Yes, you can establish that very close relationship.
哎呀，我真是羡慕保罗所讲的一句话。
I really envy Paul.
他说我体会耶稣基督的心。
He says that I am after the heart and mind of Jesus Christ.
哇，意思就是说他能够明白领会主耶稣心里面在想什么。
It infers that he understands what God wants.
我们是不是知道主的心肠？
Do you understand Jesus' mind and heart?
我们是不是知道主所喜欢的？
Do you know what he likes?
我们知不知道主所讨厌的？
Do you know what he dislikes?
对，很多时候我们都是太自作主张了。
Oftentimes we make up our own mind about everything.
我们甚至好像比主耶稣还要高啊。
As if we were higher than the Lord.
我们甚至觉得说我们比主耶稣还要聪明啊。
We are smarter than the Lord.
很多的事情我们根本不要去求主的。
A lot of things we don't want to ask him about.
I'm able.
对，我能做。
中国人说我人定胜天了。
Chinese has a saying that man will overcome heaven.
地震一来，天都不见了。
Well, when there's an earthquake, suddenly you forgot where the heaven is.
最近有什么飓风啊？飓风把这个地上全部都弄掉了。
The Hurricane Charlie hit Florida, and everything was wiped out.
圣经都没有办法。 胜自己啊。
You can't even overcome yourself, let alone overcome heaven.
连地都不能胜，怎么可能胜天？
You can't overcome the earth, let alone overcoming heaven.
中国人真的太骄傲。
We are a lot of times way too arrogant.
骄傲的人永远不能够蒙恩的。
An arrogant person can never find God's grace.
但是我们的主实在是怜悯我们。
But the Lord has so much compassion for us.
愿意和我们相交。
He desires to have a fellowship with us.
好像主耶稣真的是降卑了。
As if Jesus came and humbled himself.
就是主耶稣来讲，他实在是降卑。
Indeed, he humbled himself.
就我们来讲，我们真的是被提高了。
Yet on our side, we are exalted.
哦，主耶稣把我们抬举了。
We've been exalted to His presence.
我们跟这位至高者能够做朋友啊。
So that we can be friends with the Most High.
啊，你读这个亚伯拉罕的故事。
If you study the story of Abraham.
跟神的关系实在是非常的好。
What a beautiful relationship he had with God.
他跟主的交情真的是很密切。
They were such close friends.
神有一次说到。
Once God told him.
他说我所要做的事。
How could I not
瞒着亚伯拉罕
share my heart with my friend Abraham?
还要在你这一句话的感觉是什么？
Well, how does that make you feel?
神好像觉得说，
As if God was saying,
我如果是不对亚伯拉罕讲啊，
If I don't tell Abraham,
我就不够朋友啊，
Then I'm not good enough a friend with him.
我真的好像对不起亚伯拉罕，
As if I really owe it to him.
那个意思就是这样。
In other words,
这个交情实在是那样的深啊。
Their relationship was so good.
我们今天可以进入这样一个交情啊。
That we can also enter into that kind of relationship with God.
因为主耶稣的那个内室已经为我们预备了。
Because Jesus has provided for us an inner chamber.
我们可以和神有这么亲密的关系。
Where each one of us can have that kind of close closeness with God.
住在至高者隐秘处的。
Dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
下面产生一个结果。
There will be a natural consequence.
必住在全能者的印下。
He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
哇，我们可以今天在主的印下。
Imagine being under the shadow of the Almighty.
什么叫做印下？
What does it mean by the shadow?
受到保护。
There is sheltering and protection. There is a covering over you.
受到能力。
There is special power to protect you.
我们今天如果在耶和华的印下。
If you are under His shadow.
哇，仇敌不能对我们做任何一件事。
The enemy cannot touch you.
你们有没有在沙漠走路过？
Have you ever taken a stroll in the wilderness?
如果是有一棵大树啊。
When you are in the desert, only if there is a big tree.
在烈日的底下。
Under the scorching heat.
哇，你在那个树荫的底下去乘凉，何等的舒服啊。
That you can find some shadow and shelter.
在干旱疲乏无水之地。
In this dry and weary land.
我们的神就是我们的影。
Our God Himself is our shadow and shelter.
我们可以隐藏在这个荫下。
You can hide under that shadow.
或者说在大雨的底下。
Under this big old covering.
如果有一个小茅屋啊。
If there was pouring down, only if there is a little hut.
你能够藏在那个小茅屋的里面。
Where you could hide under.
何等的舒服啊。
How blessed and comfortable that would be.
必住在全能者的荫下。
Much greater. He will then dwell under the shadow of the Almighty.
有一次我看到一个报道。
I read up in a report once.
说到这个有一个家庭。
There was this family.
这个当他们都在外面玩的时候。
They were all having some fun outside.
忽然这个父亲看见，远远的看见那个龙卷风的。
Suddenly the father looked up and saw a twister approaching.
那个龙卷风。渐渐靠近的时候，
As the tornado was approaching them,
爸爸就在那大喊啊。
And the father shouted out,
他说快快快快回到地下室去啊。
Hurry up, take cover.
回到地下室去啊。
Go to the basement.
哇，所有的孩子，他的妻子全部都在那这个死命的跑。
But the whole family scrambled, tried to take cover.
哇，一直跑跑跑跑到那个地下室。
And they ran to the basement.
最后爸爸把那个铁门扣住的时候。
And finally, as soon as the father pulled the iron gate over the basement.
忽然他们就听见那个龙卷风过去的那个威势。
And they could hear all the racket that tornado created passing above them.
都已经这个都扯平了。
Every building was wiped out.
多少的树都被拔起来。
All the trees were uprooted.
但是因为他们在那个地下室的底下。
But because they took cover in the basement.
他们是何等的安全。
And they were so safe.
哦，我们的神就是我们的全能者的印象。
remember that our God is this shadow that is of the Almighty.
我们可以隐藏在他的保护的。
And we can all take cover under His protection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们为什么不能够过一个得胜的基督徒生活？
Do you understand why you cannot live an overcoming Christian life?
和刚刚弟兄讲到。
Like our brother shared.
他说做基督徒真的痛苦。
Sometimes it seems to be so hard to be a Christian.
哦，有的人说到教堂真是不好啊。
Some say, well, I hate going to churches.
因为在教堂的里面都是说你是罪人，你是罪人，你要悔改，你要怎样。
Because when I go there, they over time tell me that I'm a sinner and I need to repent.
他说我在家里面还没有被这样被骂。
He say, well, I don't feel such conviction at home.
那我到教会。
But when I enter that building,
是没有办法反击的。
I can't talk back to the preachers.
被骂了还不能反击。
So even though I was rebuked, I can't even at least give a comeback.
这基督徒真是苦啊。
It's hard to be a Christian.
哎，有时候他说要祷告。
And he said, well, I'm supposed to pray.
我不知道耶稣有没有听啊。
But I don't know if Jesus even heard me.
哎，我常常会碰见这些问题。
Well, don't you oftentimes encounter things like that?
还会碰见一些问题。
A lot of problems.
年长的时候你要好好祷告。
When we have problems, the elders would tell us, go and pray.
你要找对象，你必须要找一个信主的。
If you are looking for a mate, find someone who is at least a Christian.
他说，真是不好啊。
He said, well, it is too hard to be Christian.
这个在教堂的里面呢。
In the church.
弟兄永远比姊妹少啊。
It seems like the sisters always outnumber the brothers.
哦，他说要找到一个爱主的弟兄不容易。
And it is so hard to find a God-loving brother.
所以有一个弟兄讲啊。
So once a brother said.
他说很奇怪啊。
It is strange.
这个爱主又漂亮的姊妹真是很少。
It's so hard to find a God-loving sister.
他说真正爱主的都是不漂亮的。
Those who really love, that they also really love God, usually are not that good looking. And those who are pretty love the world only.
哎，我们常常碰见这些问题啊。
You know, I have always be confronted with this kind of problem.
因此我们就没有喜乐。
So it's like we lack joy.
但是摩西在这启示给我们。
But Moses is revealing something to us.
住在至高者隐秘处的。
Dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
住在全能者的印下。
Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
我们如果真知道怎么样在内室和主相交啊。
If you only knew how to meet the Lord in your inner chamber.
我们敢面对一切的难处。
You can face all your difficulties without a problem.
在我们里面的比在外面的更大。
For greater is He that is within us than He that is in the world.
耶稣是全能者啊。
Jesus is the Almighty.
没有一个人可以胜过他。
Nothing and no one can overcome Him.
因为耶稣在十字架上已经说成了。
For on the cross, he said, it is finished.
已经得胜了。
He has overcome.
仇敌已经被打败了。
And the enemy has been defeated.
我们今天有一个最稳固的根基啊。
Today you have the most solid foundation.
就是得胜的根基啊。
And that is the foundation of victory.
内室是属于我们的。
The inner chamber is provided for you.
全能者的印下是我们的。
The shadow of the Almighty belongs to you.
我们可以在苦难中仍然有平安。
In all your tribulations, you can still find peace.
我们可以在好像最艰难痛苦的一个忧伤的环境的底下。
In your most painful and difficult circumstances.
我们里面充满了喜乐。
You can still be filled with joy.
昨天晚上我们一同交通这个哥林多后书第六章。
Last night we were studying 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
这个保罗讲一些话真是叫人莫名其妙。
Paul said something that didn't seem to make sense.
他说似乎是要死却是活着的。
He said, I was about to die, yet I'm well alive.
似乎是被责罚却是喜乐的。
As if I was being rebuked, yet I'm filled with joy.
似乎是无人所知，但是却是人所共知的。
As if I wasn't known by anybody, yet I'm known to all.
他说奇怪，这个两个好像是冲突，怎么又可能又存在一起啊？
There seems to be so many oxymorons, things that just contradict each other.
基督徒的生活就是这样。
But such is the life of a Christian.
好像就外面的环境，我真的是很痛苦。
If you look outwardly, there's plenty for you to feel sad.
但是你说不出来的喜乐就涌出来了。
But inwardly, there is a joy that keeps on overflowing.
我们可以一面流眼泪，一面又可以笑。
You can smile even as tears were streaming down your face.
一个人痛苦，他就会流眼泪啊。
It seems like usually if you're in pain, you would cry.
但是基督徒却不是这样啊。
But Christians oftentimes are not like that.
哎，我们有一个姊妹。
There was a sister.
这个他回台湾去医病。
She went back to Taiwan to seek healing.
这个发现他有结肠癌。
Because he was diagnosed with colon cancer.
这个结肠癌，这个医生开过刀。
And she's being operated upon.
但是他说有一个部分就是太靠近血管。
And there was a little section that's very close to her vein.
还是哪一个部分，就是说他这个医生就没有办法继续往下开。
And for fear of the complication, they could not operate on that part.
而且这个癌细胞已经到他的肺里面有两个黑点了。
And also, the cancer cells already metastasized into her lungs.
哦，但是我们的姊妹昨天打电话来。
And yet she called me last night.
我们聚会，她就打电话来。
During our meeting.
哇，我们的那个接电话那个姊妹，她说，哇，听起来根本不像有病的人。
And the sister who answered the call says, well, she didn't sound like anybody who is being afflicted with a terminal disease. She's in the hospital.
她就常常去看望那些周围的人。And
yet she constantly goes about to visit the other patients.
这个其他的病人不觉得她是一个病人。And
the other patients do not regard her as a fellow patient.
以为是什么人来看望他们。They
thought that she was a visitor.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。Brothers
and sisters.
我们可以在病痛的当中。Even
in your illness.
但是里面的能力胜过这些疾病。There
is still power within you that can overcome the disease that's attacking you.
因为死亡在他的里面已经不再威胁他。For
death has already lost its power in a Christian.
因为那个复活的生命在他的里面。Because
there is a resurrected life that's living within.
这就是基督徒的生活。This
is the secret of a Christian life.
我们如果住在至高者的隐秘下,
Abide in the secret place of the Most High, for sure we will be living under the shadow of the Almighty. So you might ask, how do I live in the secret place? Just how could I go into that inner chamber? You know, the Chinese character is really something else. The Chinese character abide consists of two parts. One part is a man, and the other part is the Lord.
没有主人不能叫做住。
And without the Lord, there's no, it doesn't complete the character abide.
这个主没有人也不能叫做住。
And without man, you cannot complete the character abide either.
人和主合在一起叫做住啊。
When man and the Lord living together, it is living together.
我真想去问这个昌杰，你怎么会这样翻译这个词？
I really would like to have a conversation with the person who invented this character.
如果弟兄姊妹有那些词汉，你帮我找找看。
Maybe some of you who has all kinds of resources, check it out for me.
我真想知道说这个典故怎么来的。
I really would like to know how some of the Chinese characters come about.
因为有一些中国是真的是很合乎圣经，像这个船字。
A lot of the characters have so many spiritual significance in accordance with the Bible.
右边是一个八口。
Just like the word boat. In Chinese, it consists of two parts. One part says a boat, the other part says eight people.
那这个意义上面是一只羊，下面是我，它代替我，这叫义。
And so the word ark exactly is a boat and eight people. The other word righteousness consists of two parts. The top says a lamb, and then underneath the lamb is me. So when you have a lamb over the me, then it is righteousness. Isn't that something?
因为我们在很早的时候，神已经眷顾了我们。
Because long before we even existed, God already had mercy for us.
什么叫做住?
What does it mean by abiding?
你一个人不能叫做住。
If you're alone, it's not abiding.
你必须和主连起来。
You got to be connected with the Lord.
什么叫做住?
How do you abide?
我说留下不走了，我叫做住。
It simply means I'm staying, I'm not going anywhere.
很多人做寄居啊。
Today, a lot of us were like sojourners.
很多弟兄姊妹把教会当做客店，客旅。Sometimes
we seem to regard the church as a tavern where we can come and stay.
我跟这个人喜欢，我就跟他住在一起，就放就在一起聚会。
If you like this person, then you go to church with that person.
我跟陈弟兄出了问题，我就到另外一个教会，你们很多客店，不用怕没客店去。
If I go like Brother Shen, then I'll just check into another tavern.
所以常常去换教会。So
do church hopping.
那个不叫做住啊。
That is not abiding.
什么叫做住啊？
How do you abide?
就是认定 不管怎么样，我就跟你在一起。
It means I'm stuck with you, irregardless of the circumstances.
你就是再坏，我要跟你同住啊。
For better or for worse, I'm staying with you.
何况我们的主才不是这样子。
But our Lord is not like that.
我们的主实在太好了。
He is so good to us.
他降卑了他的自己。
That he lowered himself.
道成了肉身，住在我们的中间。
The word became flesh and dwelt among us.
我们要和主耶稣同住在一起。
So to live together with the Lord.
我们跟主耶稣说，我愿意相信你。
To say, I'm willing to receive you.
我也跟主耶稣说，我现在留下，我不走了。
And I'm staying with you. I'm not going anywhere.
不管怎么样，你带我去哪里，我就跟你走。
Wherever you go, I will follow.
像路德一样。
Like Ruth.
她说，不管你去哪里，我也往哪里去。
She told Naomi, wherever you go, I shall follow.
你死我也死，你活我也活。
If you die, I'll die. If you live, I'll live.
不管怎么样，我已经跟定了。
For better or for worse, I am following you.
这个叫做主。
That is abiding with someone.
我们今天如果认定主耶稣是我们的主。
If today you just decided you're going to stick with Jesus, He is your Lord.
虽然主的意思好像跟我的意思不一样。
Even though there might be times He wants one thing while you want the other.
还是要跟随他。
But you must stick with Him.
哦，有一个弟兄说。
A brother said.
他说，主求你帮助。
Oh Lord, please help me.
叫我快跑跟随你。
So I can follow you in a haste.
如果说跑不动，你叫我能够走。
If I don't have enough strength to run after you, help me to walk after you.
我这个走也走不动，叫我爬。
If I am not doing a good enough job walking after you, let me crawl behind you.
爬不动，你就把我拖走吧。
If I can't crawl behind you, then drag me along.
我已经决定来跟随耶稣了。
For I have decided to follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣，跟定了。
No turning back.
这个叫做住。
That is abiding with him.
彼得跟安德烈。
Peter and Andrew.
有一天看见耶稣。
One day saw Jesus.
他们问了一个很奇怪的问题。
They asked a very odd question.
他说，拉比在哪里住？
Said, Master, where are you staying?
你有没有问过一个人说你在哪里住？
Have you ever asked somebody, where are you staying?
这个问题真是奇怪。
It is kind of personal.
主耶稣有没有说你这个问题太奇怪了？
Did Jesus say, well, that's none of your business, such a personal question?
主耶稣呢，你们来看。
But he said, come and see.
这个他主耶稣就带他们去看耶稣所住的地方。
And he showed them where he was staying.
那一天他们就和主耶稣同住。
And that day they abode with him.
从那天开始天天和主在一起。
Starting from that day on, they followed him.
什么叫做住？
What does it mean by abiding?
就是和主耶稣生活在一起。
That is to spend your time with him.
从那天开始，彼得跟安德烈。
From that day on, Peter and Andrew.
就和耶稣生活在一起了。
Spend all their time with him.
他们看见耶稣所行的一切事情。
They saw everything he did.
他们听见主耶稣所说的每一句话。
They heard everything he said.
甚至主耶稣的起居他们都看见了。
And how he carried on his daily living.
主耶稣怎么样在旷野祷告天父。
How Jesus prayed to his heavenly father in the wilderness.
主耶稣怎么样去对待那些有病的人，有被鬼附的人。
And how he healed the sick and cast out demons.
主耶稣怎么样对待他的仇敌。
And how he confronted his enemy.
我相信连主耶稣怎么刷牙洗脸他们都看见。
I'm sure they even know how Jesus brushes his teeth and washes his face.
我也相信他们看见主耶稣怎么吃饭。
And they also know how his table manner is like.
你有没有想过一个很简单的问题？
Ever thought about something?
你吃饭是先吃饭还是先吃菜？
Do you, when you eat, do you go for the rice first or the vegetables and...
我还没有认真想过这个问题。
You know, I never really give it some thought.
到底你先去夹菜吃还是先吃饭？
Which one do you go first? Go for the rice or do you go for the dishes?
你和主耶稣生活在一起。
Spending your time with Jesus daily.
让耶稣进到你的生活圈子。
Let him enter into your daily life.
在你每一天最细微的生活上。
In your personal life.
让主耶稣有份。
Let him be part of it.
你跟主耶稣交谈。
Converse with him.
你如果是真的和主耶稣天天谈话。
If you really carry on a daily conversation with him.
你不会对他那么陌生的。
And he will not be a stranger to you.
在你的家庭中让主耶稣有份。
In your family life, let him be part of it.
在你的工作，在你的学业，在你的事业上都让主耶稣有份。
At work and in your study, let him be part of it.
这个叫做住。
That is abiding with him.
让主耶稣在你每一个生活的层面有份。
In every detail and layers of your life, let him be there.
哇，真主耶稣真的是很细微啊。
And Jesus is one who attend to all the details.
我讲一个很简单的一个很小的事情。
I give you an example.
这个上个礼拜我去 San Diego 讲道。
Last week I was preaching in San Diego.
哦，回来的路上。
On my way back, I was so tired.
所以我就记得我姊妹跟我讲，叔叔你很困，就在路边去躺一躺。
So my wife told me, why don't you pull over and doze off a little bit?
结果就到那个 resting area.
So I pulled over at the resting area.
那个时候时间正好是2:37。
It was 2:37 in the afternoon.
我说主耶稣，
2:50
的时候你叫我。
Can you please wake me up at 2:50?
他就说这个很简单的祷告。
That was a very simple prayer.
他就是真是那么奇妙。
But you know what? Miraculously enough,
一分都不差哎。
Right at that minute,
那个十几分钟，我就是真的睡着了。
I fell asleep for 13 minutes.
到两点，我是不是就醒过来
？Right on the dot of 2:50, I was awakened.
我醒过来第一句话是什么
？And you know what's the first thing that came out of my mouth?
哦，谢谢主耶稣，你
，Thank you, Jesus.
你叫醒我了。
Thank you for waking me up.
哇，如果主不叫醒我，可能就一直睡到晚上的，说不定。
Because if he didn't do that, I probably would have kept on sleeping until nighttime. You know, in every level and every detail of your life, he's willing to participate. Tell him about all your pains and all your needs. You know, today it is so convenient to have telephone lines. We can go to him anytime. And commute with him. Don't say, well, this thing is not really a spiritual matter. It is too trivial.
主耶稣说没有一件事太小。
Nothing is too trivial for him to be bothered.
对他来讲，每一件事情都是那样的重要。
He cared about every little thing.
那就有一个弟兄啊，
There was a brother,
有一个牧师啊
，who was a pastor.
他就讲到他怎么样，他的眼睛一直看他的孩子。
Shared once that he's oftentimes looking at his children.
有一次他的孩子在那里玩。
And one day when they were playing,
他就跟另外一个牧师在那谈话。
And he was conversing with another pastor. And during their conversation,
但是他的心一直在孩子的身上。
He's constantly eyeing his children.
后来那个时候他的小女孩。
And he had a little girl.
这个正在吃那个冰淇淋。
Who was sucking on the ice cream cone.
这个在那里吃了之后，一个大男孩就抢走了。
And a bigger boy came by and just grabbed it from her hand.
哇，这个小孩就哭了。
So she was crying.
这个爸爸马上就过去。
Immediately, the father rushed to her rescue.
安慰她说
comforted her.
没关系
Oh, it's okay.
爸爸再给你冰淇淋
I'll buy you another one.
第一次只有一个 cone.
So at the beginning, all she had was a single scoop on the cone.
就这一次给她三个
But now he bought her a triple cone.
啊，这是没关系，爸爸再给你三个
He said, "It's okay. I'll give you a triple scoop this time."
哇，这个小孩子真高兴
So she was delighted.
他就对那个抢他冰淇淋那个大男孩。
So she went to the big boy that took her ice cream away in the first place.
我有三个 scoop。
Look at, I got triple scoop now.
我们的主就是这样。
That is how the Lord operates.
好像神在做别的事情。
As if he was busy doing some other thing.
眼睛都在我们身上。
But he's always eyeing you.
每一个最细微的事情都不要看为小事。
Every little detail in your life, nothing is too trivial for him.
都告诉他。
Tell him.
流眼泪也流在他的面前。
If you had to cry, go cry before him.
他要擦干我们的眼。
He will wipe your tears away.
哦，你被人误会也没关系。
Even if you were misunderstood,
你就告诉主耶稣。
Just go tell it to Jesus.
你说主耶稣，我的意思不是这样。
Say, Jesus, that's not what I meant.
他们是没有意思，这真的不明白为什么。
I don't know why they misunderstood me.
哦，有时候主就安慰你。
And Jesus will comfort you.
他说我在地上也是一样。
And he might say to you that is what I went through on earth also. I did not talk back when I was scolded. I was persecuted without revenge. But I entrusted everything to my heavenly Father. Do know that he lived among us like a man.
不要把主耶稣看着高高在上，高攀不上啊。
Do not think of him as somebody up high and far away.
他为什么要道成肉身
？Why did he come?
他为的是要迁就我们。
It's so that he can
come closer. 叫我们能够 能够和他在一起。
So that we can understand that he dwells with us.
我们如果真的是让主耶稣活在我们的生活中。
If you would only allow him to live in your life.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝？
Who and what could separate you from the love of Christ? Be it persecution, affliction, nakedness, or poverty. None. None of the above.
你在爱的底下。
When you are under his love.
你不是很喜乐吗？
Aren't you glad?
可能世界上都讨厌你,
Even if the whole world does not like you,
但是有一个人永远爱你,
there is somebody there always loving you,
就是我们的主耶稣,
and that is Jesus.
这样就够了,
and that is more than enough.
让主耶稣在你的生活中有份,
let Jesus be part of your life,
也让你自己在主耶稣的生活上有份,
and let you be part of Jesus.
这个叫做同住。
Abiding together.
做主所喜欢的事情。
Do what he likes to do.
主耶稣喜欢什么?
What does he like?
主耶稣喜欢救人。
He loves to save people.
主耶稣喜欢安慰人。
He loves to comfort people.
主耶稣喜欢众弟兄姊妹一同敬拜他。
He loves for people to come together and worship him.
一同来聚会的时候。
When you come together to worship.
我们要高举我们的主。
Let's exalt our Lord.
当主耶稣被高举的时候。
When he's being exalted.
当他得荣耀的时候。
When he's glorified.
他的恩典流到我们身上。
His grace overflows.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做住?
What does it mean by abiding?
我们怎么进入这个住的世界?
How do you enter into that reality?
我们要认识一个关系啊。
Know one thing.
我发现主耶稣给我很大的恩典。
I felt that I'm so blessed.
就是我们和主之间 要多重的关系的。
That we might have various facets in our relationship with Jesus.
我们要运用这个关系的。
And we must fully utilize them all.
他是我们的君王。
On one hand, he's the king.
我们是他的子民。
We are his people.
他是我们的父亲。
On the other hand, he's our father.
我们是他的儿女。
And I'm his children. We're his children.
他是我们的神。
He is our God.
我们是他所爱的世人。
And we are the world people that he loves.
他是我们的救主。
He's our Savior.
我们是罪人蒙主恩。
And we are the sinners saved by grace.
我们是他的知心，他的朋友。
On the other hand, we are his best friend.
他是我们的新郎。
And he's our beloved.
我们是他的佳偶。
And we are his bride.
当你软弱的时候。
When you are weak.
读一读雅各书。
Read the Song of Songs.
把你自己放在那个佳偶的地位上。
And put yourself in the place of his beloved bride.
就是那个新郎最爱的佳偶。
You are the one that is beloved by the groom.
听听主耶稣对你说，你这美丽的。
Listen to what he calls you, oh my beloved.
他说你甚美丽啊。
You are so beautiful.
哦，当我们听见主耶稣对我们说你甚美丽。
If you can hear Jesus telling you, you're beautiful.
可能我是世界上最丑的一个人。
Even though you might not have be very pretty outside.
但是在主的眼中，我们是最美丽的。
But in the eyes of the Lord, you are the most beautiful.
有一次我坐在坐一个公车上。
Once I was riding on a bus.
我就看见有一对母子。
I saw a mother and a son.
真的是让我想到我们和主之间的关系。
And that reminded me of our relationship with the Lord.
如果你要说那个小孩子真的是很丑很丑。
You know, on the outside, that boy really isn't good looking.
他的这个前额是凸出来的。
Because he has a forehead that is bulging out.
这个唇是凸唇。
And with cleft lips.
怎么看？都不会觉得很美丽。
So no matter how you look at him, he really is not very pretty.
但是在他母亲的怀中啊。
Yet in the bosom of the mother.
哇，好像车子在那行进。
As the bus was moving on.
这个母亲根本看不见其他所有的人。
It's like she could not see anybody else.
哦，她看见这个孩子是世界上最美丽的一位啊。
And she's always gazing at the child as if he was the most beautiful. She's constantly kissing him, hugging him.
看见那一幕真的是。
And I was greatly touched by the sight.
我就发现我是主耶稣的那个儿子。
And I felt like that's exactly how I'm like in the eyes of Jesus.
你就是那个主耶稣心中的宝贝啊。
You are his most beloved.
不要看你今天的光景怎么样。
Don't look at your circumstances.
但是看见主在你眼中的地位啊。
But see who you are in the eyes of Jesus.
你是主耶稣眼中的同人。
You are the pupil of his eyes.
是主耶稣所最爱的。
You are his most beloved.
我们是他的佳偶。
We are his bride.
我们听听主耶稣说你甚美丽啊。
You listen to him. He's calling you beautiful.
你在所有的当中你是最美丽的一位。
Out of all people, you're the most beautiful.
哇，你听见这个你会不会喜乐？
Aren't you comforted if you hear that from him?
当我们要称赞主耶稣啊。
So let's praise the Lord. He loves to hear our praises. And when he was on earth, he oftentimes praised others. He told the woman of Canaan that great is your faith. I've never seen such great faith in the house of Israel. He loves to give praises. He also loves to be praised. Why do we need to praise him? Why do we want to exalt him? Why do we say that you are the fairest of all? And you are the sweetest of all.
哇, 如果是你的丈夫, 你的妻子对你这样讲,
if your husband or your wife oftentimes tell you that,
哦, 他心里面就很舒服哦,
wouldn't you feel good?
耶稣也是一样,
so does Jesus.
我们要和主耶稣建立这样的关系,
we must establish such a relationship with him.
每一次我亲近主的时候,
every time when you draw near,
我就不站在这个子民的地位上,
you are not standing on the position as just one of his people,
爱人的地位上,
but you are his beloved.
哦, 这个大陆上这个, 说太太叫爱人,
mainland China, they call their spouse lover.
美国人叫什么?
Sweetheart.
叫 honey.
Honey. In the United States, you call your spouse sweetheart or honey.
这个广东话叫喊雷。
In Cantonese, it's 喊雷.
就恨你。
It sounded like, I hate you.
但是我们的主不是这样的。
But our Lord is not like that.
每一次来到他的内室,
every time they go to the inner chamber,
唱你的爱歌,
sing a love song to him.
Oh, 耶稣我爱你,
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣我真的爱你,
I really love you.
耶稣不管调子, 他不管这个,
he doesn't care if you can carry a tune.
他只要我们的心,
he just look at your heart.
有一天早上, 主耶稣教导我一首歌,
one morning, Jesus put a song in my heart.
就是大家都熟悉的两只老虎的歌。
It goes with the melody of where is that?
Two tigers.
The two tigers.
我说我爱耶稣，我爱耶稣，爱耶稣，爱耶稣。今天爱耶稣，明天爱耶稣，天天爱耶稣，永远爱耶稣，珍惜的，珍惜的。
So I kind of put a very simple verses into it and say, I love Jesus, I love Jesus, I love him, I love him. Forever I'll love him, today I will love him. Love Jesus, love Jesus.
真喜乐,
oh,
真喜乐.
So happy. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Today I want to share with you.
我们可以用最简单的方式和主耶稣亲近,
as simple as that, draw near to him.
可能你不懂音乐,
you might not know much about music.
你可以做一个作词家,
but you can be a great composer.
你只要有一个调子,
use any melody.
你最喜欢最会唱的调子,
something you're most familiar with.
就把你的这个加进去,
and then you put your words into it.
我有时候把它改成, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Sometimes I use that and sing Hallelujah.
Oh, 主耶稣你太美丽了,
Jesus, you're so beautiful.
太美丽, 太美丽,
so, so, so beautiful.
我真的要全心爱你,
I want to love you with my whole heart.
就是把你的那个歌词填进去,
just put the lyrics in there.
为什么会有这样的一个感觉?
Why would you have such a feeling for him?
有一次我们教会有一个龙师母,
there was an elderly sister in our church.
以前呢,她常带一些年长的弟兄姊妹,
and she used to help some older sisters and brothers. Every one of them were above 70 years old.
这个有一次她要回台湾去,
one day she was going back to Taiwan.
几个礼拜她不在,
so for several weeks she won't be here.
她说张弟兄你帮我带这个聚会,
so she told me, would you come and take care of these elderly people and lead the meeting?
我说好啊,
I said sure.
这个去了,
so I went.
哇, 我一面唱一面笑,
and so we were singing and we were all cracking up as we were singing.
因为每一个人的调子都不同,
because everybody have their own tune.
哇, 而且他们使劲地在那里唱,
and even though they're trying really hard to sing,
不管跟别人有没有一样, 就是照着他们自己那个调子唱,
everybody have their own melody and they couldn't care less about what other people were singing.
哇, 他们唱得这么高兴, 我相信主耶稣很高兴哦,
and they were singing very loudly and gladly.
哇, 他们根本不顾, 不顾调子对不对。
And they don't pay any attention to the tone or the melody.
但是主耶稣知道他们的心。
But Jesus looks at their heart.
主耶稣顾念我们的心怎么样。
He always cares about our heart.
当我们真心在他面前唱我们的爱歌的时候。
If you are singing wholeheartedly and truehearteddly a song of love to him, he's so drawn to you and he receives it gladly. And he will pour down his love in you.Brothers and sisters,
我们和主实在有太多的多重的关系。
We have so many different facets in our relationship with him.
当你要服侍的时候
For instance, when you're serving him,
你要站在仆人的地位上。
You stand in the position of a servant to master.
顺服，忠心。
Obey and be faithful.
当你祷告的时候
When you pray,
你要知道你是一个儿子。
Then you come as a son.
主耶稣说你们要如这样祷告说
Jesus gave us an example of prayer. Our Heavenly Father,
哦、就像你是一个小孩子
just come like a little child
来到父亲的面前
to his father,
跟主耶稣撒娇、啊、
and just kind of fawn him.
你有没有 跟主耶稣撒娇过
Have you ever tried fawning your father?、
啊、以前我不敢哦
I didn't dare to do that before.
我已经五十几岁了，跟什么人撒娇啊？
And I'm already in my 50s. Who can I go and try to, you know, kiss up to? But when I come to the Lord,
我永远是小孩子。
I'm always a little child.
从前我们在台中有一个弟兄。
There was a brother in 台中。
他已经六十几岁了。
In his 60s.
就是他爸爸，他爸爸，他妈妈已经九十几岁了。
Who has a mother in her 90s.
这每一次这个小孩子出门啊。
Every time when this son leaves the house,
这个老妈妈就说、啊
the mother will always say,
她说要不要忘记带雨伞哦
Don't forget your umbrella.
要多穿一点衣服哦
Don't forget your jacket.
不要忘记吃午饭哦
Don't forget your lunch.
这个她就跟她妈妈说、啊、
So he turned around and said,
她说妈妈我已经六十几岁
Mom, I'm in my 60s.
我已经是阿公了
I'm already a grandpa.
不要每一次把我当作小孩子
Don't treat me like a little kid.
这个他妈妈说：“你永远是我的小孩子。”
And she said, "You're always a baby, my."
我们永远是他的儿女啊。
We are always a baby in God's eyes.
来到父亲的面前。
But you come to him.
不要把你的地位摆进来。
Oh, don't bring all this other junk with you.
不要把你的年龄摆进来。
Don't think about your age.
不要把你的什么长摆进来。
Or your status.
你永远站在儿子的地位。
You come in one position only. That is a son approaching the father.And draw near to your father.
就好像你躺在父亲的怀中。
Resting in his bosom.
哦，你可以安息啊。
And you can find rest.
这个叫做住。
That is abiding.
这个叫做住在至高者的隐秘处。
That is abiding in the secret place.
我们如果真的能够进入这样内室的生活。
If you can really lead a life of an inner chamber.
真的你要享受基督徒最大的喜乐。
You will enjoy of his greatest joy.
谁能使我们与基督的爱更
深？ Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能够高过我们这位至高者？
Who can be higher than the most high?
谁能够胜过我们这位全能者？
Who can overcome the one who is omnipotent?
他不是别人、啊、
No other.
他是我们的救主、啊、
He is our Savior.
他是我们的父亲、
啊、Our Father.
他是我们的君王、啊、
Our King.
我们要亲近他。
Draw near to Him.
我们进入他的内室。
Enter into the inner chamber.
我们进入他的内室不需要钥匙的。
You don't need a key to go there.
我们要进去。
Just go boldly.
你就呼喊耶稣的名字。
Call upon his name.
你就和主耶稣连起来。
And there you are with him.
我们一起说。
Let's stay together.
住在。
Abide in the secret place of the Most High. Shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
盼望弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们能够进入这个最有福的生活。
Enter into this blessed life.
主耶稣借着在我个人的生活上。
In my own personal life,
真的也把这个秘诀赐给我。
He has truly shown me that secret.
让我每一天都可以和主耶稣有最亲密的交流。
So every day I can have that close fellowship with him.
你是神的儿女。
You are a child of God.
你是神所爱的。
The very beloved of God.
至高者的这个隐秘处。
The secret place of the Most High.
是为着你预备。
It's prepared for you.
不是为着别人。
Not for anybody else.
是为着每一个人。
For every and each one of us.
是主耶稣所拯救的。
Those who are saved by him.
在那里有最丰富的救恩。
There is the richness of the salvation.
在那有最大的安慰。
There is the greatest comfort.
在那有无穷的丰富。
There is endless abundance.
我们进入，我们就可以享受。
Just go there, and you can enjoy of it.